The summer of 1990, I was home working part-time as a production assistant at a Miami television station. I made aspiring journalist money, $6 an hour. At my Washington, D.C. college, Georgetown University, a multiracial group of students had staged sit-ins calling for the school to divest from South Africa. I remember campus-wide reverse apartheid protest days. We were learning about modern-day systemic racial segregation. But in 1990, Nelson Mandela, who'd spent 27 years as a political prisoner, was released. The world applauded, cheered, and cried. The city of Miami, on the other hand, looked away dismissively, with elected leaders, five Cuban-American mayors in all, formally condemning Mandela for comments he made in support of Fidel Castro. My jaw dropped to the floor. I couldn't believe it. Individual citizens had every right to protest Mandela's comments, but the city of Miami's mayor putting the pain and politics of a single constituency ahead of what should have been the city's world view? It felt like an insult. The local Black community fought back with dollars, not riots. Attorney H.T. Smith crafted a savvy 3-year economic boycott. There was an extra brand of resentment that came with this issue for Miami's Black community. African Americans had waged the war for civil rights that local immigrants were and now are benefiting from. I hope that fact never gets lost in translation again as we mature into a more united community, one where Miami is home to those who arrived yesterday and to those who arrived generations ago.